Let's all go to the movies.
Take two, Mark.
And action.
The Usual Suspects present Monday Movie Moments with Trey.
King Kong ain't got sh** on me.
Funny like I'm a clown? I amuse you?
Then the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch?
It's that time again. Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. It is Monday Movie Moments with Trey. Pretty pumped about this one. This week we have Trey reenacting one of the most famous scenes in movie history, and it's from Goodfellas.
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, let me understand this. Because maybe it's me. Maybe I'm a little f***ed up, maybe. I'm funny how? I mean, funny. Funny like I'm a clown? I amuse you? I make you laugh? I'm here to f***ing amuse you? What do you mean, funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
I'm not just... You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do you know? You said I'm funny? How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. What's funny?
Get the f*** out of here, Tommy.
I almost had this f***ing guy.
The laugh at the end when he's trying to fit in is the best. Can you just roll that back just to where he laughs? I just want to hear him laugh again.
Get the f*** out of here, Tommy.
I almost had one. Yeah.
You know, the best part about that was in the studio when there was no sound and it's just Trey going, ha, 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 by himself. And he's like, was that okay? Was that all right? It's like, no, do it again, Trey. We had him doing a ton of time. All right, that's good enough. Yeah, you got it now. As I understand it, we have some outtakes as well.
We do.
I'd like to hear those too. Sometimes those end up being better than the actual movie moment. Roll those.
What am I, funny? How am I funny? No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Ah, damn it. Can I do that again? Yeah, I'm going to do that again.
Yeah.
Don't tweet that out.
I'm deleting it. That was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. I agree.
You can be more gangster than that. And I know you can. You got that gangster in you.
I do. So yeah, I almost had this f***ing guy. I don't really have a good Italian accent.
Well, why not? You can't do it at all? Be like, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. It's a slice of meatball.
See?
That's racist.
It's not racist. It's an accent.
No, but it's racist.
How is doing that racist?
I don't want to offend any Italians. But...
Dude, you can't, talking like an Italian doesn't offend an Italian.
Are you sure? What if it's like trying to be funny in context? Like, wouldn't that make them mad?
No. Oh. Just talking like an Italian. It'd be like like a Sicilian.
How does a Sicilian talk?
Like an Italian.
So now I'm offending Sicilians too?
Yeah, the whole boot. You got the whole boot.
The whole boot, you mean?
No, the boot. Italy's shaped like a boot.
Oh. Oh. I didn't know Sicily was in...
Sicily isn't a place at all. It's Sicily. You added an extra su. Now you call them Sicily.
Sicily. Sicily.
Now you've developed dyslexia and a stutter.
I'm like a chameleon when it comes to mental illnesses. You know, like...
What do you mean? Hold on, before we continue, you're going to have to explain this to me.
Like, you know, like, how people say they have certain disorders and all that? Like, that's kind of what I do sometimes.
That's your thing?
No.
Just make them up as you go?
I actually have dyslexia.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because I've noticed you say you have dyslexia, even when that's not really the problem.
Yeah, I know. That's Trey, you just ran over three people. What's wrong with you? I have dyslexia.
I thought I was only one.
Trey, you just killed somebody with a gun. What's wrong with you? I have dyslexia. What, am I funny? Funny to you? I almost had this f***ing guy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Can I just tell you guys that getting in the studio with him to make these it's so much fun.
It's super entertaining.
You've been in there for a couple of them.
Yeah, like one or two.
And they're incredibly entertaining.
He is. I'm telling you, that kid is funny. That's a funny dude.
I would argue this is the one time where the outtake, or not one time, maybe the second time where the outtakes is actually better than the actual
reading
bit.
Yeah.
But they're both equally as, I mean, they're both funny.
What we've settled on, and this is just so everyone knows going forward, but what we've decided and hearing them all and reading the feedback is we've decided that the best movie moments are when Trey portrays an angry black man. We, you know, the training day. What was the other one that he did?
Last week was the one that was the best one. Yeah, the one
that
I said it was the best one he had done so far.
No, that was no. Last week's wasn't that
or
good.
The last, week before last.
Yeah, last week's was Bull Durham. It was okay.
Yeah, well, Bull Durham
was
short.
It was before Bull Durham. Yeah, because it was short. Last
yeah, I don't
week.
Remember. But when he's angry, or an angry black man, either one. Because of training day. So, it was a Full Metal Jacket.
Yep.
But that's an angry white man. But when he's angry is when he's really
well, and he's in character. Like, the Italian accent, because he already had already defeated himself from the standpoint of he felt like he couldn't do the accent.
Yeah.
But in Full Metal Jacket, he was in character, so to speak, and he was all in. And that's what made it fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. He's we found his niche, though. We need him to be angry. Like, Mommy Dearest was pretty good, too. That was an angry white lady. So I think the key there, though, is angry. We've got to have Trey doing something angry.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say that. Huh? He was in his element too, I love, with the angry white lady.
The whole I'm dyslexic, that literally, like, he'll tell you that. Like, when he couldn't figure out his left hand from his right hand, he didn't know his left from his right. And because he was reenacting Mommy Dearest, and he threw some paper towels, and he was like, I was like, dude, that was, like, so weak. He goes, yeah, I'm left-handed. I was like, that's your left hand. He goes, oh, it was? I'm dyslexic. I'm like, that's not what that means. Like, that's not what that means at all. No matter what he does, that's his excuse. I'm dyslexic.
Well, and then today you walked in, and he was talking for some reason or another about beer.
Yeah.
And he was like, when you go to a brewery. And he wasn't trying to do it. And I was like, a what? And everybody in the room was like, wait a minute, what did you do? He goes, brewery.
Did he say he was dyslexic? That's why he couldn't
say it. You know, but he just, I think today I'm just having a problem somehow, some way with my R's. I don't know.
I like that he said he was a chameleon when it comes to mental disorders.
I just tweeted it. I'm like a chameleon when it comes to mental issues. Quote of the day, intern Trey.
So funny, dude. Hilarious. Oh, that's
King
Kong
ain't got shit on me. He's really a great.
You're right. The angry black guy,
right.
So, or angry anybody would be funny.
Yes. So we've had him do. We have. We're doing Pulp Fiction.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Samuel L.
See, he is doing Samuel L. I wanted him to do several Samuel L. Jackson, but it's hard to find good monologues. Like, you have Snakes on a Plane, but it was really just the one line. It was like maybe two lines at the most where he was yelling, "I'm tired of these mother bleeping snakes." Like, that's just a couple lines. We need a monologue. So we're really trying to find some that we can make work.
I want him to do the courtroom scene from A Few Good Men.
I think you'll be disappointed in it.
You already did it?
No, but I think what I've learned is, you know, it's got to be something where there's a lot of passion in the scene, but then it's, I don't know. I feel like...
If Michael can work his magic and get, like, Nicholson's responses in there and everything like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll try it. Certainly we can try it. But we had a whole bunch that we went in there with, and we just started going, nah, this doesn't work. We need to start being more picky with them.